Measure A, a 5-year bump in the sales tax rate throughout Sonoma County, is the only item on a ballot that is open from now until June 2nd. The quarter-cent increase is projected to raise more than $20 million in each of the 5 years it would be in effect, over $100 million altogether. County supervisors, who have already boosted spending on road repairs in recent years, are behind the ballot measure, which Supervisor David Rabbit says is meant to overcome years of deferred maintenance.
Deferred maintenance is expensive. Every day, every hour that passes, our roads are in more disrepair, unless you can stay on top of that. So it's time to get us off of that degradation curve, to make it such that the ongoing maintenance of those roads is going to be cheaper, and we're going to be able to keep roads at a better level for a longer period of time.
Measure A has the firm support of the local business community. Builders and laborers have lined up behind it as well. Less predictably, so too has Sonoma County Conservation Action. Executive Director Dennis Rosati explains why.
Safety for bike riders, if people are swerving to miss potholes on county roads or even city roads, it's adding additional pressure to a somewhat unsafe environment out there on the roads. Greenhouse gas emissions, cars that are riding down bumpy highways and are not on smooth surfaces are not going to work as efficiently. You're going to have to use your engine more, your brakes more, et cetera. And then finally, the county back during the recession had to put on hold their culvert repair program, and they brought that program back. That's an important thing for streams and waterways, because if you have a culvert that's in disrepair, the chances for erosion and soils to move through those culverts when rain events happen is a lot greater.
Conservation Action is also pleased that some funds would be used to offer free bus passes to students and veterans, at least on a trial basis. Measure A is not a special tax, legally committed to a specific use but requiring a 2/3 majority to pass. Instead, it is a general tax, which needs only a 50% vote for approval. That also means the funds generated go directly into the county's general fund, which doesn't sit well with the Sonoma County Taxpayers Association. Tim Hannon is that group's president.
We don't believe it's very good government. The Board of Supervisors, in our view, are saying to the public, oh, we're going to take this Measure A money to fix Sonoma County's crumbling roads. Well, certainly the roads need fixing, but Measure A provides for a lot more needs than just the roads. 56% of that money is going to go to Sonoma County's 9 cities. That leaves the county itself with 44%, and that's going to be devoted not just to roads, but to public safety, which means public employee unions, transit, education, and, quote, other essential services, end quote. In other words, the Board of Supervisors are going to do ultimately whatever they want to do with that money.
If approved, the tax revenues would be shared with local cities, also for road improvements, and an annual accounting of expenditures is built into the process, notes Rosati.
The measure has some voter protections in it with a Citizens Oversight Committee every year and the 5-year expiration point. So they're going to have to come back to the voters fairly quickly with a good story and a good report.
But Hannon sees a flaw in that.
Trouble is, the voters aren't actually going to be able to do anything about their unhappiness with the way Measure A plays out for 5 years.
Mail-in ballots are due by May 26th. Polling places will be open on June 2nd. The last day to be registered to vote in this election is May 18th. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.